We're now going to look at a case from right at the end of our period, from the latter part of the 13th century in France. I'm John Hudson, and with me, we have Matt McAfee. So Matt, can you tell me in slightly more detail what the date and place of this case are?
This case was heard during the Pentecost term in 1269 at the Parlement. This is the Royal Court in Paris, and it was one of probably four terms a year that the Parlement heard cases in this period.
And who are the parties?
The plaintiff is the abbot and the monks of Nogent-sur-Coucy, and the defendant is Enguerrand IV, the Lord of Coucy, and a member of, you know, one of the great villainous families of French medieval history.
And what's the issue between this villainous family and these wonderful monks?
So the monks complained to the Parlement that Enguerrand IV had recently desaisied them, and the phrase used in the record is de novo desaisierat, so that Enguerrand had recently desaisied them of a meadow at a place called Louis by taking a wagon load of hay from it. The monks stated that they had collected hay in this place for many years after receiving the meadow as a gift from one of Enguerrand's men. The abbot and the monks then wanted Enguerrand to be compelled to compensate them and to restore the hay that he had taken.
Okay, so this is the first of the cases that we've looked at from an official record in France. Does this record give us any more detail of procedure than the earlier cases that we know about from charters and other documents?
Unfortunately not. But I don't think we would necessarily expect the record as it survives to go into considerable detail on this point anyways. So the case survives as a decision, what's known as an arrêt, recorded in Les Olimes. These tends only to record, and selectively at that, decisions made in the Grand Chambre of the Parlement. So this is the kind of the main decision-making bit of the Parlement. And they're less interested in documenting the various procedural steps that are taken to reach a decision. What we do know is that the abbot and the monks, or their proxies, made a complaint, and that Enguerrand countered this by saying that his actions were justified, and he offered to prove the various arguments that he had advanced. He did, Enguerrand that is, also, according to the record, confess that the monks and the abbot had been in saison of the meadow for 2 years. The parties were then asked if, based on what each had said, they wanted to hear a decision concerning the hay itself and whether the abbot and monks ought to be resaised of that hay. And they said yes, and judgment then went in favour of the abbey. It's possible that there was the procedure of an inquest underlying this, but it's uncertain. We do know that one of the main innovations of the Parlement is that it used inquisitorial procedures, so getting witness testimony, examining documents, etc., etc. And there is very likely a lot of additional writing involved behind the production of the registers of decisions, but we just don't know beyond speculating that more may have happened. We just don't know in this case what actually took place.
And the record uses the language of saison rather than the language of possession?
Yes. So the complaint is about desaison, desaisire in the Latin, and the language of resaisire of the abbot and the monk should be resaised of this particular property.
Do we know what language would have been used in court?
I would think French and then written into Latin.
Right. Do we know anything about particular arguments put forward by the parties?
We do get an interesting snippet of Enguerrand's defence in this case. So when the monks asked that he restore the hay, Enguerrand's response was that he did not have to do this because the meadow itself had been held by what's called a homo de corpore, or a homme de corps. And this just means someone of less than free personal status. So Enguerrand's point was that upon this man's death, this homme de corps, the property should return to Enguerrand, the lord, rather than anyone else. And Enguerrand further justified this by saying it was the custom of his land that no one other than an homme de corps was allowed to hold this particular meadow. So there's an interesting appeal to custom and personal status here that justifies, according to Enguerrand, his actions.
Do we know how the judgment's made?
No, the record only states it was judged. But since we know that this was one of the adre in the Parlement, will likely have been made by officials of the court, probably a mixture of lay and ecclesiastical figures and men who, by this point, likely had some degree of professional training.
And what was the outcome? Who won?
The monks got their hay back. At least the decision was that the monks should get their hay back. As to the larger questions about the point of custom and things like that, we don't know.
Thank you. That's a very interesting case, in part because it seems to be a fairly routine one, showing all the sort of things which by the late 13th century were being held in royal courts in France as they would be in England.